Open Mic. Private Puzzle by Sheila Gambaroni. God must love puzzles. The way he scatters our pieces across the table of the world. Here, squares bathed in shadow appear to be the same, though each bears a different name. It's only on closer examination I learn that no two pieces are alike. Is that the plan? To force confrontation, investigation, communication? I raise my hand to ask, but am told to move along. So I nudge through the crowd, scrape my shins, feel the crush of bone, moan a little, then cry loud enough for anyone to hear. But still I go on seeking an angular slot to slip myself into, some place that feels like home. A friend points me to the podium. There. For a moment, the puzzle is done. We are one now. 18 syllables. A single poem.
Tyrone. That girl's threatening to be a regular feature. This is the second week in a row she's brought something to read for Open Mic Friday. Except for me and Wesley, I don't think anybody's read two times in a row. But hey, she can read all she wants. At least she ain't talking that Africana mess no more. Good thing, too. Now even Judy Ann can stand to have her in the same room. If that girl ain't careful, somebody might actually end up liking her.
Janelle. Jojo asked me to marry him yesterday. When Tyrone heard me telling Lupe that, he laughed his head off. Jojo is 8 years old. He's one of the kids I tutor at the public library. I was there yesterday helping him prepare for a math test when he suddenly cocked his head, looked up at me and said, "Miss Janelle, you're the most beautifulest lady on this whole planet." Thanks, Jojo. I've been thinking, Miss Janelle, maybe we should get married. Just like that, out of the blue, Jojo sounded so serious it was hard not to laugh. I didn't want to hurt his feelings, though, so I pretended to cough a couple of times and covered my face. "Well, I'll have to think about that," I said. "But first, we have to get you into the fourth grade. Deal?" "Deal," he said. Jojo's such a cutie. I'm glad somebody finds me beautiful, even if he is just 8 years old. But maybe he's not the only one, though. Not anymore. The kids in Mr. Ward's class sure look at me differently these days. I noticed that at the last Open Mic Friday. When I first got up to read, I was my usual self. I sucked in my stomach, walked slow to make sure nothing jiggled, and tugged down on my shirt, like I could really hide my extra pounds under there. I waited for Mr. Ward to switch on the video, and then started to read. I looked up from the page a few times and noticed kids in the front row with their eyes closed, smiling. Amy and Tanisha nodded every now and then, like I'd said something familiar, something they understood. Judy Ann, Leslie, and Portia leaned forward so they could hear every word. Everybody really listened to what I had to say, even the guys. Tyrone, Wesley, Steve, Raul, Devin. They all stared at me like I was someone special. And nobody cared about the size of my body. Not even me.